Exhausted and severely wounded, Lakshman leaned upon Vibhishan and Hanuman as he came before Ram to circumambulate him. Vibhishan then narrated the entire story of Indrajit's defeat. Listening intently, Ram experienced transcendental pleasure. And after congratulating Lakshman and smelling his head with great affection, Ram spoke. Indrajit was just like Ravana's right arm. Now that he has been killed, after 3 days and nights of battle, the Rakshasa king will surely now come out to fight. Lakshman was tormented with pain from the numerous wounds inflicted upon him by Indrajit's arrows. Therefore, Ram ordered Sushena to treat him and all the wounded monkeys. Later, when Sushena had Lakshman inhale the vapors of a certain medicinal herb, Lakshman was delighted to find that all of his pain vanished and his wounds suddenly healed. Meanwhile, Ravana's ministers informed him how Lakshman had killed Indrajit with the assistance of Vibhishan. Ravana fainted upon hearing the news, and only after a long time did Ravana regain consciousness. Ravana lamented sorely for the death of his beloved heir apparent. Becoming possessed by mad anger, Ravana decided to take revenge by killing Sita. And as he announced this, his appearance was so fierce that the other Rakshasas hid themselves out of fear. Ravana then called for his impenetrable armor, bows, and arrows, which were all awarded to him by Lord Brahma. Ravana then declared, "Now I will enact in reality what Indrajit merely did as a conjuring trick, simply to torment the enemy." Ravana then violently unsheathed his sword and rushed to the Ashoka Grove, followed by Mandodari and several of his ministers. Although these well-wishers tried their best to restrain him, Ravana soon arrived before the terrified Sita. And as he waved his sword menacingly, Sita could understand that Ravana intended to kill her. And Sita wondered, "What has happened to make this wicked Rakshasa king come here like this before my allotted 12 months have elapsed? Has Ravana become too frustrated by my repeated refusals? Or is he simply going to kill me out of desperation, being unable to defeat Ram and Lakshman? Oh, I should have taken Hanuman's advice and let him carry me off to Ram on his back. Then I would never have been put into this ghastly situation." Feeling compassion for the grief-stricken Sita, a pious minister named Suparshva then addressed Ravana, "O Lord, you have studied all the Vedas, and you have observed the strictest of vows. So how can you even think of harming a woman like this? Let the lovely Sita be. Instead, vent your wrath upon your real enemy. Today is the 14th day of the dark lunar fortnight. Tomorrow, as the new moon emerges, march out against Ram and his monkey hordes and thus obtain victory. For I am sure that after killing Ram, you will be able to enjoy Sita to your heart's content. Why should you prematurely frustrate your ardent desire in this way?" Ravana accepted this flattering advice. He then gave up the idea of killing Sita and returned to his palace. Sitting morosely upon his throne, Ravana, still mourning the loss of his favorite son Indrajit, gave the following order. I want all the remaining Rakshasas to go at once and attack Ram altogether. If they are unable to kill him, then tomorrow I will go personally to fight with Ram. Just before dawn, the Rakshasas rushed out from the city in order to fight with the monkeys, and a furious battle then ensued. The incited Rakshasas quickly butchered many monkey soldiers and causing those who remained to run to the shelter of Ram's lotus feet. Ram then employed a spectacular Gandharva weapon, which shot forth unlimited streams of arrows upon the Rakshasas. The showers of arrows were so dense that the Rakshasas could no longer see Ram, for all they could see was the decimation of innumerable Rakshasa soldiers. Because of Ram's Gandharva weapon, Ram sometimes appeared invisible, and at other times the Rakshasas saw 1,000 Rams standing before them in all directions. Within 90 minutes, Ram massacred 200,000 foot soldiers, 18,000 elephant warriors, 14,000 cavalrymen, and numerous chariot fighters. The survivors then fled back to the safety of Lanka as the demigods in the sky ecstatically praised Ram for his victory. Ram then spoke, "O great monkey heroes, you should know that the ability to employ such celestial weapons is only possible for myself and Lord Shiva." And meanwhile, back in Lanka, the widows of the slain Rakshasas grouped together, lamenting over the death of their husbands. And they wailed out, "No! We curse Shurpanakha, for she is the root cause of the enmity between Ram and Ravan, which has destroyed our Rakshasa race. Because Ram has defeated Ravana many times in the past, Ravana should now be well aware of the invincible prowess of Ram. Why couldn't our foolish king accept the good advice of Vibhishan and avoid this carnage?" Hearing the lamentation of the women, Ravana suddenly boiled over with uncontrollable rage. Hissing like a trampled serpent, he thus ordered his ministers, "Prepare my army for battle at once, for today I shall finally kill Ram, Lakshman, and all the monkeys with my torrents of arrows. Bring my chariot and make certain that every able-bodied Rakshasa soldier follows me." Upon Ravana's command, 100,000 chariots, 300,000 elephants, 60 million horse soldiers, and an unlimited number of foot soldiers all assembled. Ravana then mounted his chariot, drawn by 8 horses, and was equipped with numerous weapons belonging to the chief demigods. As Ravana came out from his palace, he was greeted with a tumultuous fanfare of blowing conch shells, trumpets, and shouts of encouragement from the citizens. When the monkeys heard this uproar, feelings of fear and dread entered their hearts. Then, as Ravana exited from the northern gate, along with Mahodara, Mahaparshva, and Virupaksha, a gloomy atmosphere prevailed. Dark clouds obscured the sun and rained down blood as Ravana's horses stumbled along the road. The left eye of Ravana twitched, his left arm throbbed, his face grew pale, and his voice became hoarse. Then, as meteors streaked across the sky, a vulture perched upon Ravana's flagstaff. But Ravana ignored these evil omens and continued on to meet his doomed fate. And when the fighting began, Ravana created havoc, for none of the monkeys could stand before his onslaught of arrows. As the enraged Sugriva led the monkeys in a fierce counterattack upon the Rakshasa army, Ravana turned his attention now towards Ram. Meanwhile, Virupaksha got down from his chariot and mounted an elephant. He rushed towards the monkey while raining down arrows upon them. Sugriva tore up a gigantic tree and violently smashed the elephant, throwing it backwards. Jumping down from the wounded elephant, Virupaksha picked up his sword and shield and angrily rushed towards Sugriva. Although Sugriva hurled a huge boulder at his onrushing foe, Virupaksha dodged it and slashed the Monkey King with his sword. Momentarily dazed, Sugriva fell to the ground, but quickly sprang up and punched Virupaksha in the chest. But this only enraged the Rakshasa even more. Virupaksha cut off Sugriva's armor with his sword and gave him a kick, making Sugriva fall backwards. And again, Sugriva sprang to his feet, but when he tried to give the Rakshasa a mighty slap, Virupaksha ducked the blow and punched Sugriva in the chest. Now, flaring with rage, Sugriva looked for an opportunity to strike and suddenly brought the palm of his hand down on Virupaksha's forehead with all of his might. Immediately, blood gushed from all 9 holes of the Rakshasa's body, and Virupaksha fell down dead. Witnessing the death of Virupaksha and the loss of many Rakshasa soldiers, Ravana became even more incensed. He urged Mahodara to vanquish the enemy. Fighting heroically, Mahodara began to consume the monkey soldiers in great numbers, making them run for the shelter of Sugriva. Sugriva rushed at Mahodara and hurled a huge rock, but the Rakshasa broke it to pieces with his arrows. Now, boiling with rage, Sugriva tore up a tall tree, but the Rakshasa's arrows immediately cut the tree to pieces and pierced the Monkey King. Sugriva next took up an iron club, which was lying on the ground, and rushed towards Mahodara. He struck down Mahodara's horses, forcing the Rakshasa to jump from his disabled chariot. Mahodara then rushed at Sugriva while launching his mace, and likewise, Sugriva threw his club, and the two weapons collided mid-air, neutralizing each other. Sugriva and Mahodara both scrambled to pick up more clubs, which were lying about, and they tossed the weapons at each other. Finally, the two closed in on each other and began fighting hand to hand. Mahodara picked up a sword and deeply cut into Sugriva's armor. However, the sword remained momentarily stuck, and as Mahodara struggled to free it, Sugriva took advantage and knocked off the Rakshasa's head. Mahodara was now finished. Bereft of their leader, Mahodara's army fled from the battlefield. Meanwhile, Mahaparshva appeared on the scene and began slaughtering the monkey warriors. When Angada saw his soldiers becoming disheartened, he took a heavy club and flung it at Mahaparshva with all of his might. The Rakshasa and his driver were struck so violently that they both fell to the ground unconscious. Jambavan then hurled a huge rock which shattered Mahaparshva's chariot and killed his horses. Thus, when the Rakshasa hero regained consciousness, he was forced to continue fighting while on the ground. Immediately, Mahaparshva retaliated by penetrating Jambavan's chest with 3 arrows and showering innumerable arrows upon Angada. Angada responded by throwing an iron club that knocked off Mahaparshva's golden crown and broke his bow and arrow. Then, rushing forward, Angada soundly slapped the Rakshasa on his head. But this merely enraged the Rakshasa even further, who then picked up an axe, hurling it at the monkey prince. Angada, however, expertly dodged the weapon and then charged Mahaparshva, smashing his chest with such force that the Rakshasa's chest burst open, killing him instantly.